Blog Talk Radio.
J1.
If the love you,
I will love you.
YouTube. There's so many ways to be a part of this and find out what's going on with
WESW Internet Talk Radio. We are the voice of the Smith Play Production. We're planning an awesome, we have an awesome show for you tonight. It's not, it's already been planned and put together. But we want you to know that WESW Internet Talk Radio, we feel truly, truly is number one in the Internet Talk Radio because we're broadcast in 18 countries, including the United States and north of the borders, you have Canada. And south of the borders, you have Mexico. Now, we're being heard all over the world. And I'm so glad and thankful that God bless us with this vehicle for to get the word out. I always tell the story, and truly, truly, it's a part of my life. The vision came to me in 2017. I was living in South Florida. God just had an opportunity to work with me and raise me up and say, this is what I want you to do. Go out and have a media outlet so everybody have an opportunity to share their thoughts. Everybody have an opportunity to let everybody know how they feel. It is based on you willing to dial the number and share it or type it in your comments on Instagram, type it in your comments on Facebook. That's how you get the voice out. That's how you get the word out. So we're so excited to be able to let this vehicle drive us through the challenging time. We always start our show with a Black History moment. And we reach and grab individuals. Truly, I always tell people, members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, who have made constant impact. Some have transitioned, and some are still doing it. We're going to give a shout out to this young man. He's known in the movement for freedom, known in the movement of civil rights, known in the movement for all men. We have Brother Benjamin Chables Muhammad, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's an organizer and well known to many as the one that organized the Million Man March on Washington, D.C. He's a former president of the NAACP. So give a shout out to this brother who's making the difference, Brother Benjamin Chables Muhammad. Thank you, brother, for making an impact. Continue to grind on. Continue to move us forward, and we thank you so much. And we have to make sure we recognize him as being a cornerstone or just a trailblazer, not only in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, but also in our world. Our title for tonight's show is, How Do I Get Rid of a Toxic Relationship? See, what you have to realize, you have to exactly understand and have some kind of ideal on what a toxic relationship is. See, too many times we're caught up in situations and we kind of forget about exactly what is a toxic relationship. See, people will tell you a toxic relationship is always physically abusing. But we know that a relationship requires all the aspects to be healthy so the relationship can be healthy. If one falls to the wayside, like emotions, see, if you in an emotionally draining relationship, it can become very toxic. It's based on individual behavior. So mentally, how is his behavior towards you? Spiritually, how is his behavior towards you? He's the one always criticizing. Why do you go down there to that church? They're not talking about nothing. All they want to do is be in other folks' business. If that's the one, if that person is have a behavior that is negative spiritually, that's toxic. If a person has a behavior financially, if he has his hands out like cups, he's always, or she always reaching for something. What you got to do is to realize this may not be the person for me. This behavior is too toxic. We always talk about on the show, my guests that join me from time to time, Brother Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt, Tina Robinson, who owned my own truth, behavior works and be and walk and just put foot on the ground in Oakland, California, making a difference. Also, Serena Duncan, the author, the life coach, the owner of a semi-professional team, always offer great ideas. As Brother Pratt always said, that once the individual shows you exactly the toxic parts, you have to make a major decision where you're going to stay. But he always comes back and say, if you have a toxic relationship with yourself, then it's no way possible you can have a healthy relationship with anybody else. So we have to keep that in mind. We have to know exactly when we talk about a toxic relationship. See, a definition of a toxic relationship is a relationship characterized by behavior on the part of the toxic partner. I'm going to read that again. A toxic relationship is a relationship characterized by behavior on the part of the toxic partner. See, if you're in a relationship and you know you're not toxic, but that person comes at you all kind of ways, you got to identify you're the toxic one. See, holding people accountable is very important. Making sure people understand that your actions is infringing on our ability to be healthy. And it's toxic. See, as we characterize the various behavior, I explained the aspects a minute or two ago when I said that a person's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial aspects are important. When there's behavior toward either one of them, that person is toxic because that person will frequently cause damage to their partner. See, we can be damaged in so many ways. See, too many times we caught up with being around somebody that's causing you to kind of lose control of yourself. And you become emotional. Sometimes your mental capacity is challenged. You have to know that person is toxic. A toxic relationship is also characterized by insecurity. See, ask that question. Am I in a relationship with somebody that's insecure? He don't trust me. He don't believe in me. She don't trust me. She don't believe me. And the thing about it has nothing to do with you. Because when we're talking about healthy relationship, we're talking about the internal part of you being healthy and radiant outside your body. Too many times people find themselves caught up in a situation and in denial of this person being insecure. You can't go nowhere. If you go, you got to come. Some people put these devices on people's cars so they can know where they're going. That's the sign that you are not healthy. And it's time to know that change must come. See, too many people don't want to change. See, they think that change will take away from where they are because they're comfortable. See, change requires you to be uncomfortable. See, we don't want change because when we become uncomfortable, we can't say what we want to. We can't do what we want to. We just can't move and act the way we used to act. So you become something that's covering up the goodness that's in that relationship. And you must identify those people that's insecure. Don't just say it because you hear somebody else say it. Have your understanding of insecurity. So you can be able to identify this in a relationship. Have your understanding of people who are self-centered. See, self-centeredness is a challenge. See, too many times people be focused on I. It ain't all about I. We always say in sports, it's no I in team. We always say in life, it's no I in a relationship. It has to be both of us. So if you're with somebody that's focusing on what you can give me, what you have to do for me, that's self-centered. And you have to really recognize that and make a decision. Is this too toxic for me? I'm not saying people don't stay in toxic relationships. But I'm going to say, once you identify insecurity, it ain't going to change now. It's not going to change. I'm saying that and I'm looking you in your eyes. It's not going to change. If they're self-centered, that self-centeredness is not going to change. And their dominancy, they want to dominate you. They want to dominate you. They want to control you. They want to be the one to have the last word and the first. They want to be the one that keeps score. They want to one up you. So are you in a relationship with that person that's supposed to be a grown man and a grown woman, a king or a queen, trying to one up you? If you recognize that, I have to challenge you. I had a series talking about preparing our boys for healthy relationships, and I talked about identifying a joker, a grown male, versus a king, a grown man, and I also started a series today about transforming that joker to a king. So what I want you to really understand is that when that person wants to control you, see, he wants to dominate you. She wants to dominate because it's not just always one side. Sometimes it's not just always males. A lot of times it's females. They hold you hostage. And if you've ever been held hostage in a situation, I can tell you right now, it's hard to get out of it. You have to take the most violent way to get out. Force your way out. So make sure you're able to identify those things that call characteristics of toxic relationship. And it's one word, and I said it earlier, that word is behavior. Everything I talked about, insecurity, is a behavior. They're acting out. Self-centeredness is a behavior. They're going to act out. They're going to focus on themselves. Being dominant, they're going to act out. And control. They want to control everything you do. They want to know what time you clock in at work and what time you clock out. If they keep a clock on you like that, then I'm going to tell you just like this. They're going to clock you in at home, and they're going to clock you out at home. So recognize those things that causes your relationship to be toxic. See, also, if you're in a toxic relationship, you may recognize some of these signs yourself. Your partner, or the relationship itself. You just might be able to recognize. But sometimes there's a mask on. See, as we talk about the ministry of Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, behind the mass ministry. Take your mask off. See, because when you're toxic, you're covering your true self up. Because if you're operating from the inner self, and if you're still toxic, that tells me you're a dangerous person and a scary one. So you have to make sure you can recognize a toxic relationship. Now, here's a few signs that you are in a toxic relationship. That person lacks support. That person is a toxic communicator or communication. See, one of the questions that came out the show today that was called in, and it was a statement, it was a question, but it was some statement that went along about people who show an interest in you and to the point that they want to show you they are consistent because they start off, but their communication skills are so bad that they can't keep it going. See, there's one thing about when you recognize the true self, it always projects out of places that is easy to come out of your mouth, from your heart. That's when it really come out. See, so they're not able to communicate. They always put you down. See, we talked about our joker, a grown man and a king. See, a king never puts you down. See, that king is there to uplift you because he said, I am your protector. By being your protector, I'm not going to scream and I'm not going to shout. Even if we get into a conversation and we disagree, we're going to be able to agree to disagree. But in a toxic relationship, oh no, it's more. See, when they're angry, that partner is angry, he's angry, but she's angry. And she's going to go full voice and she's going to say anything. He's going to say anything to you. Don't care about your feelings. Don't care about how they lift you up. See, they ain't trying to lift you up when they use profanity. They ain't trying to lift you up when they screaming derogatory remarks. They're not trying to lift you up. They're trying to bury you as far as they can because that means they now can dominate you. Now they can control you. And that is a sign of a toxic relationship. You got to recognize it. And I always say, you can walk in a room with the most beautiful person, attractive, handsome person. It's fine from a distance until you get close and they open up their mouth. Their communication skills will tell you what they're all about, truly what they're all about. Sign that you're in a toxic relationship is jealousy. You can throw your hands up, thumb up people. If you're in a relationship and that man or woman is jealous, they don't want you to go anywhere. You go to the store. You're going down to see somebody. You call somebody. You try to get with them. See, jealousy can take over the soul. See, that's one thing we got to understand. See, we talk about lack of support and toxic communication. See, that's that outer part of you. But when jealousy comes in, it goes straight to the soul because it goes internal. It's an inner self. People that jealous hard and sometimes it's hard and cold, there's a rock. Come on now. Controlling behavior. If you're in a relationship and that person controlling everything you're doing, I'm telling you, you got a problem. I want you to be a part of this. I want you to dial in and share your thoughts on the chat line. That's 347-857-4192, press 1. Identify up the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and distinctly ask you off your location, name if you feel comfortable, and jump right in and let's have a chat. You'll be chatting with Dr. Lowe. Truly, truly, the relationship, the real relationship guru with no filters. Let's make this thing do what it's doing. A person sign of showing his sign of jealousy is resentment. Have you been in a relationship when you're talking about what you was able to accomplish at work today, but that person gonna come back and tell you exactly, I did that before. See, they resenting you being successful. I'm telling them when they show themselves, we always say, give them the gift of goodbye. Or run as fast as you can. Dishonesty. See, that's always a sign of a toxic relationship. Because in a healthy relationship, we talk about honesty, trustworthy. See, in a toxic relationship, dishonesty always show up and show out. The patterns of disrespect. See, some people don't disrespect you to the magnitude that it is so devastating. They pick away at you. See, they slowly disrespect you. Might be talking about your weight. Might be talking about what you're doing. And they're going to do it in a way that it just nibbles at you. See, they're going to nibble at that part so they eventually have got internally inside of you and become something big. Negative financial behavior. See, remember when I was talking earlier about emotional, when I was talking about physical, mentally, spiritually, and financial. See, people who's toxic gonna be negative towards your own finance, but darn sure negative towards their finance. Their behavior, they want to spend. They don't hear you when you say we need to save for a rainy day. They'll tell you the rainy day is every day. And when they show you that kind of behavior, you have to truly address that. And if there's not a conversation that you're feeling comfortable with, I think it's time to give them the gift of goodbye, because you are now in a toxic relationship. See, we have to continue to understand what we're dealing with. See, now we want to truly look at the various kind of tips to detox your relationship once and for all. You want to get rid of that harmful personality. See, that's one of the key things is if a person is insecure, a person lacks control, a person want to dominate you, a person that's self-centered, he or she is harmful to you. See, we got to realize that when we're talking about detoxing your relationship, once and for all, we have to identify the toxic part, toxicity. See, you got to be able to identify what is toxic here. Is it what I mentioned? Are those persons a person controlling? That person self-centered. He wants to be in control all the time. He's in or she's insecure. Identify what's toxic in a relationship. Now you can come up with a solution if you choose to want to work on it. Boomer. See, that's one of the things that I always said I share with people. That's what a grown man and a king gonna do. He will be firm and he will be fair. We always need to remember that. You have to be firm about your own principles. See, we our fundamental principle is why we are where we are. We live by those principles. When you are not heard, when you compromise your own principles, then you are in for a ride of your life. That's a toxic relationship you want to be in. Set boundaries. That is one of the most important things. You have to say, I'm not going to do this, and maybe because I'm not capable of doing it. My principles won't allow me to do what you're asking me to do. I want you to think about that for a second. You have to set boundaries. I'm not going to go there. Because my principles that I have been soundly trained, I've been exposed to, won't let me do it. Don't be too nice. See, sometimes people, they always say this, nice people finish last. People take your kindness for weakness. Is that you? If you are, you're thinking about yourself. See, when you take advantage of people who sharing their most intimate part with you, you have made your mind up that you are self-centered. I'm focusing on me. Can't focus on nobody else. See, you have to realize it is not your job to save them, your partner sometimes. They have to save themselves. That's just like thinking that you can change somebody. They can only change if they choose to change, not what you desire for them to do. I want to see you change. They may not be ready to change. And that means they're not ready to be detoxed to a healthy relationship. They want to stay in that toxic relationship. Know that when it is done, it's done. I mean, when it's over, it's over. You have to know that. You say, I'm not dealing with this no more. It's done. And that's mine. That's my decision to make. That is done. It is done. Treat your separations like the breakup it is. Don't still have that person trying to call you. Don't have that person trying to text you. I want you to be honest with that person. Tell that person it's done. We can't do this no more. This relationship was too toxic. See, I don't need you or anybody else to be in a toxic relationship with me. I could be in a toxic relationship with myself. So I don't need that. My ultimate goal and your goal should be to be in a healthy relationship, a long-lasting, a strong, unbreakable, unconditional relationship with somebody that's God sent to you. See, everybody admits to be in your life. Everybody admits to be a part of your life. That's why I always say it's kind of ironic when I think about the relationships. When it started off, you was burning to call and talk to that person. You had to talk to them 2-3 times a day. You had to connect with them, which that's good because that's the little thing that makes it healthy. However, when it comes to end, you don't have to continue to tell that person that don't call you no more. Because one thing about God, when God brings you to a new thing, he removes all the old things. They eventually going to stop calling. They're going to eventually stop texting you. They're going to eventually not trying to run into you intentionally because God going to remove them and put something else or somebody else on their mind. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you the last 4 digits of your cell. That way you get a chance to chat with us, share your thoughts. Tonight, I am the only one on tonight. So glad to be here, Dr. Lewis and Dean Smith. I am Dr. Lou, the real relationship guru. So glad to be here. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all just listening. And check us out. Give a shout out to Yvette Smith, my sister. I have a shirt on that she sent to me, and I won't take this time to read this, and we're going to get back to how to let go when it's unhappily ever after. She sent me this shirt. I opened the package up yesterday. I had a smile. I was like a joker. My face was not just only painted up to a smile. It was a true smile. She put on a note, and I want to read it. I'm not going to embarrass her because she's on here. But I want her to hear this. Thank you for helping people become better in who they are and the world a better place. Love you, big brother. Yvette, you are a superhero, and put a big smiley face down there. I'm going to send this to her. I called her yesterday, and as she know how excited I was. I am still ecstatic because I have it on today, and I want to be able to make the world a better place. I want to make or share something with you that you can be a better person. Thank you, Yvette, so much. Also, Latay Picker, give a shout-out to her. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. She's known among her chapter up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, as the soldier because she went through her process of intake with 6 broken ribs, contusion on her neck and her arm, and not knowing there were other issues going on, but she sit there for the full 5-6 hours a night to make sure this is something that I have set for I'm going to do. Hey, you don't find people like that too often. She's a survivor. She's a true survivor. And we have to take that. So we applaud her for being a part of this show. And I always tell her, you inspire me. Just like Yvette, you inspire me. Just like everybody else on the show, you inspire me to do what I'm doing. Because God has blessed me with people, family just like you, friends just like you. Thank you so much. And we shout out to each and every one of you all for doing and being the greatest watchers and listeners for the Smith Way Production, our internet talk radio show, WBSW. We're so glad to have you on Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, YouTube, all of those opportunities. A shout out again to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Greenville chapter of Greenville, Alabama. I want to give a shout out to each and every one of those brothers. They also put a plug in. They have a scholarship that they will be presenting in May to a few lucky young men who are grinding in high school and on their way to college, entitled the Dr. Fred Thomas Jr. Scholarship presented by Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. Keep on grinding, my brothers. Make it do what it do. All right, let's move forward and kind of move to the topic, how to let go when it's unhappy ever after. See, there's a show that comes on Discovery Channel, ID channel, and it says happy ever after. And it talks about a person being married and some of the things they go through. See, when you come together with a person, whether You said we're going to be dating, or we're going to be friends, or we're family, or we're going to be in a romantic relationship, a life partner, or marriage. See, you have to look at the odd thing they call unhappily ever after. And these are some of the things that makes it hard to let go of a toxic relationship. See, letting go will likely come with guilt. See, guilt keeps you from letting go. Anger keeps you from sometimes letting go. Grieving sometimes keeps you from letting go. See, you have to fight hard. You have to fight hard or harder for you to stay because you're angry. You're guilty. He might not be able to make it. He depends on me. She depends on me. That may be something happened that you were part of, it was there. And you might be going through the grieving process. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a relationship, it is a death. It is unhappy ever after. And what you have to keep in mind that you have to kind of let these people go. See, give them the gift of goodbye. See, they still, let them stay around. They ain't going to manipulate you. They're going to use guilt. They're going to use anger. And they're going to use grievance. See, that's what we have to look at all the time. See, we said, if you don't let them go, it's going to be more toxic than ever. See, you have to make that decision that you have to remove them from out of your life. See, I said, and it's been said on this show many times, the gift of goodbye. See, I know one thing, when we talk about consistency, the best way to be happy ever after is you got to get rid of what's making you unhappy. See, too many times we'll be afraid because, I don't want to put her out there. I don't want to leave her because she can't handle it. No. That's guilt. See, and then you use anger too as well. See, when you release them, see, the thing to getting out of a toxic relationship and being happy ever after, you have to release them. I always said that the best thing for you to do, and you might want to try this one time, is that always people tell you, be careful what comes out of your mouth. But I always tell you, if you want to release them, speak it into existence. See, you got to speak it into existence. And I promise you, they'll be listening. Because see, God hears your cry. And that's what we want to make sure everybody understands. So now you begin to be happy every hour because they no longer in your life. But what you have to realize, you have to go through that time of what we call that period where you are working on yourself. See, healing, the process is a challenge. See, before you can move forward and look at somebody as being that person that's your grown man and your king, you got to heal. Toxic relationships bring about toxic relationship skills. I'm going to say that again. Toxic relationship brings about toxic relationship skills, especially when you don't know and have been exposed to anything but that. You know, I have run across people in my life, and that probably the first real relationship they had, they got married, so that's all they knew. Then they ended up divorced. And once they became divorced, they got to learn how to live happy ever after. but it's hard for them because they're truly unhappy. Truly unhappy, they won't ever be able to see what's out there for them. So they'll go through a long period of seeking and destroying. So you got to be careful when you get into that healing period. See, when you meet somebody that's in a healing period, you need to be a grown man and be a king, a queen, and step back. Let them heal. Because if you don't let them heal, you will pay the price, and a price you don't deserve. You deserve happiness. These are ways to move on after you break up. But I told you, this life for some people is like a death. You grieve for a while. So you have to go through a healing process. These are ways to move on. Realize that you deserve healthy love. Come on now. I want y'all to respond back to that. Realize that you deserve healthy love. If you got healthy love in your life, you would not have a problem having a healthy relationship. Except that the relationship was toxic. See, people don't want to realize that was a toxic relationship. So they want to say, well, you know, some things are just like sometimes it happens like that. But it's so toxic that it has infringed on some of the healthy things that you have in your life. So you end up bringing some of those unhealthy things ever after. Just remember that. Remember who you are and whom you are. See, that's one of the things that when people talk with you, they don't realize this is something you have to speak it from yourself into existence. I know who I am and whom I am. See, that's what we say. You have to remember that. Don't forget the fundamental principles that you have. Because when you were brought up with these fundamental principles, and you have to remember who you are and whose you are. Take practical steps to help you cope. If it means getting some professional help, get some professional help. If it means getting that counseling and setting up sessions 2 times a month, 1 time a month, and a lot of times, even on that, where you want to be able to cope with what you've been through. Don't wait for an apology, a closure from that toxic relationship. Once you put it behind you, let it be like looking through a rearview mirror. You can't drive a car if you spend more time looking in the rearview mirror instead of looking through the windshield. Treat it like the windshield movement. The wipers gonna wipe all that off. It's gonna be clean so you can see. See, there's a message in that. You remember what's in through that windshield. Some people say uncertainty, unknown, but you know what? It's better to be searching and pushing for that uncertainty and that unknown, because that means you're moving forward, than to be stuck in the rearview mirror behind. Don't bring that person alone. Don't wait for an apology or closure. They're not intending on closing. Embrace forgiveness. We talked about forgiveness on the show and reconciling with people last time. You have to be able to forgive. See, forgiving someone is not an external thing. It's an internal thing because it comes from the heart and the soul. See, God knows your heart and he knows your soul. So you have to keep in mind, embrace forgiveness. I forgive you, but I don't want to externally reconcile with you. Fill the void and surround yourself with positive people, positivity. See, you got to fill the void. See, when you're going through a healing process, you don't bring that same old situation that you had in the rear back up in the front. Find something through that healing process that's going to allow you to regenerate, be able to revamp yourself. Make sure you do that. Make sure they're positive. If you still going around saying, you know, when you went through the relationship and the relationship broke up and your so-called best girlfriend and she's still talking about what happened back then, that's not positivity. You got to let them go. Or you have to tell them, I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm moving on. And the last thing that we want to touch on before we get out of here, one more thing on that in regards to moving on. Remember, it won't always be easy. It's a challenge. Healing is a challenge. It's a process that includes understanding that it's not going to be easy. It's a process that you know that I need positive people in my life. It's a process of forgiveness. It's a process that you have to have closure. You don't ask that person to close the door. You close the door yourself. It's a process of you coping. That's why you go through the healing process. It's not a time frame on it. Don't ever forget. I know I heard this previously, many years ago, when I was making an effort to be even better than where I am and grow and mature. I had someone that I was in a relationship with told me, well, you are getting some counseling. It shouldn't take about 2 or 3 sessions. I just knew then that person was toxic. You had to close that door. Because they're able to cope to you growing on them. So what they want to do is hold your back. Keep on taking you through that point of insecurity. Take you through that point where they're showing their self-centeredness or showing their dominance, showing their control. They don't want to lose control. So you just remember it won't be easy. Healing from a breakup, healing from allowing your heart to be vulnerable, healing from being in love, it is 5 ways to avoid toxic relationships, and we're going to close it out. This is how to avoid it. Know your personal value. We talked about the Love Cafe. The L is for listening, O is for overcoming, the V is for value. How do you value yourself? If that person is not in the same step with you that creates mutual values, and y'all on the same page, know yours. And if that one don't match up with you, you got to let them go. Because one of the most toxic yet teaching relationship that anybody can have is to have somebody don't value you and then try to browbeat you into not valuing yourself. Set healthy boundaries. I told you earlier when I was talking up there earlier about being able to detox yourself. See, since you know this or detox it, avoid it. Set healthy boundaries. See, dating cause you to be nervous, create anxiety sometimes. So set certain healthy boundaries. Be your source of happiness. I'm going to say that again. Be your source of happiness. You don't really need anybody else to make you happy. You can be your own source of happiness. Happiness comes from the internal part. When our heart is bubbling with joy, there'll be a radiant beam coming from your body. Only people that God will allow to see that will see it. Everybody's not going to see your happiness. Everybody's not going to see your joy. Everybody's not going to see your peace. And I'm going to tell you, once you know they can't see why you're happy, and it's so strange, I want to go back to the story, and I tell this story in February of 2020. I went to do caregiving with my father, feed him for lunch every day. And I was just talking to him because he's a man of wisdom. He's our patriarch. And I would have a conversation, but this is one of the last conversations I had with him before we could no longer go into the nursing home, no longer go into living assisted. We couldn't go anymore because COVID hit, the pandemic hit. I was telling him, I said, why some people get upset because, you know, I seem to be happy. They always say, you too happy. He said, let me tell you something, son. He said, once you get to a point in your life where you become a man with wisdom, you have an opportunity to show your happiness. You have an opportunity to be happy. Don't ever let anybody turn you around. You know, that should be scared for somewhere else. He said, because as I am enjoying my part of my life, now I know I'm in this place, but you know what? I'm happy because I know my family comes up here every day. My family makes that trip to see me. So he said, you makes me happy. He can't nobody do nothing about it. He said, now you be happy and don't let nobody do anything about it. I walked out of that room understanding how important being happy is for me. So I will not allow myself to be in an unhappy situation. If I'm unhappy, I'm going to give you the gift of goodbye. Yes, I'm going to leave. Yes, I'm going to step out. Yes, I'm going to get out of here. Because I'm going to tell you like this, I have to be happy inside and let it be radiant outside. When I'm happy inside, you know it. Everybody will know it. The next thing, date people who share similar goals. Don't be dating people that is in contradiction with what you're trying to do. Date people who have similar goals. It ain't a hard thing. You got to talk about it. If you have communication, talk about your relationship goal. Talk about your life goal. Talk about your short and long-term goals. You got to talk about it. If the similarities are there, you feel comfortable enough, you can get into the dating realm. See, we talk about the various tiers of a relationship and a healthy relationship, but just a relationship in general. You meet somebody, they just associate, you don't know nothing about them, but just their name. But if you want to get to know more about them, you become their acquaintance. That's the time to ask those questions. What is your goal for life? What is your goals for dating? See, now you can find out what's going on. If they can't share that with you, don't get into a relationship and be in there 4, 5, and 6 years before you realize that their goals are the same as your goals. Give it some time. What we're talking about is once that relationship that was toxic have in it, go through the healing process. Find out what makes you happy. Because you already know what makes you sad. Assess that. Reassess that. pro-con. Know exactly what makes your life better. Hopefully tonight we can share something with you about getting rid of toxic relationship. Hopefully you are able to now detox your relationship. But we truly, truly want you to know that turn it over to our Lord and Savior. He'll see you through. That's what I ask you to do. As we close out, I want to thank you again, all the individuals that joined us. We have Jack 9.9 joining us. My vision is kind of off, and we'll see a video on there tonight on Instagram. But also we have Latay Pickett, Inspire to Inspire, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Yvette Smith, my youngest brother, logical sister. Thank you so much, Yvette, so much for just being that sister part of the girl. That's what my dad told me. He said, "Lo, take care of the girl. I may not always be here." And he left and transitioned June of 2020. So she's a part of the girls' team, and that's my daddy girls. Thanks so much to Minister Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry. She's moving forward. She's going to send me an email. She might have sent it to me, but I might have posted it and shared it with me. I didn't get a chance to look at it on Facebook. But she's a Behind the Mask Ministry going to have an awesome event this weekend. Matter of fact, Saturday. You can go to her Facebook page, which is Denise Stephanie, and find out exactly what they're doing. She is planning something that really will spark your interest. Check her out. Just go to Minister Denise Stephanie Facebook page, Denise Stephanie, and she'll have all that Behind the Mask Ministry also as a group page. I'm not mistaken there. Check her out. See what's going on. See how Behind the Mask Ministry, led by Minister Denise Stephanie, making a difference, not just in Berkeley, but all over the world. Thank each and every one of y'all for taking time to join us. So a couple people I know that's on the other Facebook vehicle, but it's not showing their name. But thank you, everybody, for being a part of this, and hopefully we share something that's going to make your world better, going to make your life better. Hashtag responsible. Actually, be responsible during these still challenging times. The pandemic, the plague is still in existence. The numbers are rising every day. I don't know whether it's best to keep the mask on. Because everybody in certain states are setting down their own restrictions. Take it off, and our numbers are rising quickly every day. Went from 60,000 normally to the highest point when we were dealing with the pandemic in the summer and then in the first phase and the second phase to 67,000. The numbers are moving, brothers and sisters. As a public service announcement, wear your mask, wash your hands, stay 6 feet. If the person walk up on you and say, "Please, can I have my space?" Stay away from large crowds or even small crowds. Then if you choose to make the decision to get the vaccination. We're all about making it do what it do. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And I always like to share as I get ready to close my show. I always try to talk about telling your family members, because we truly believe in block by block. We believe in taking care of home first. See, if we talk about these things at home, it'll be easy to identify a toxic relationship. It'll be easy to move away from an unhappy ever after. You know, we need to avoid what you may have to deal with. We got to speak to each other, pray with each other, and for each other, because God is in charge. And I always say this, God got you. God got me. It's been awesome tonight. I want to simply do as I always do. I'm going to give you this virtual hug. Do the same thing for your family members. Just tell them you love them. Hug them. Tell them you love them. If you can't do it face-to-face, do it virtually. And as we close out, I always try to share with people truly, truly love from my heart. If we do that on Thursday, we'll have part two of transforming Jonas to King at 1 o'clock on the local neighborhood. Check them out on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and record it on YouTube and see it all. So make sure you join us on Thursday. I'll be looking forward to talking with you, chatting with you, and just showing you love. Showing you love, because I truly love you now. And as I close out, I always tell you, we walk around sometimes not knowing where we're going to go. But once we realize what that relationship is all about, and whether or not we want to be in it and it being toxic, and we identify it being toxic, I can tell you this. You will say goodbye. That's how you get rid of a toxic relationship. But I tell you something that's more powerful is loving yourself first before you put yourself out there and try to love somebody else. Now, if it not happen, you have to give them the gift of goodbye. And as we close, I simply just want to tell you, I love you and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of life.
This your boy Ronnie Bell. Coming to y'all once again. You know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight. Boy, it's only so much a woman can take. She's losing her hair, yeah, all because you're still there. You keep putting her down,
yeah,
down. Every time the spring come around, she's drinking and thinking. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. I can put you on Greyhound. Things and never come back around. I'll pay for a mega bus. Bus, you gotta go. Can't stay here no more. Priceline.com. Come, willing to pay. You gotta leave today, get in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost.
Now look, a lot of men are jealous of their woman. You know, they try to do little petty and sneaky things to stop your groove, ladies. Like, if you're trying to go back to school or start your own business, they gonna shoot the idea down. They wanna keep you caged in like a bird, and always accusing you of messing around. And because he don't socialize with family and friends, he don't want you to do so. That's why you can't go to the next level. See, ladies, the sooner you let him go, the quicker success is gonna come to you. The bottom line is, ladies, you sleeping with the enemy.
Getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is.
Good night, everybody.